My name is Jay Hansen. I've lived in Madera since 1949. Today I'm here to talk about the what was in the 1900s, from 1910 to about 1920, the swing line. For years I didn't know why it was called the swing line. It was a traction railroad. It was a commuter railroad. There were slightly larger trolley cars that ran on this railroad. And it ran from Norwood, actually, all the way to Hillsboro. It only lasted 10 years, so it was quite an investment. And there's still remnants of it that can be seen around Madera. In Madera also is what Mrs. Hill calls the traction house. At one time, when I was a kid, that was the fire station in Madera. And after that, it was a plumber's headquarters, Brighton Back Plumbers, the Madera Plumbers. And I think before that, I have no idea if it was abandoned or what have you. It's a remarkable building. They've torn down. It was a powerhouse. They had generators and transformers and things like that in it, and supplied power for the electric trains, which were the cars. The street cars had overhead electric wires, and it provided the kind of power they needed to go from one point to another. And I think there were about 7 or 8 of them interspersed along the line. And like I said, the line ran all the way to Hillsboro, so I don't know how many of them. This might be the only one left. I know there was one in Owensboro, but it burned down in 2003 or 2010 or recently, probably relatively. And the traction line was a good idea, but once again, I think they oriented, and this was, there weren't, I don't think there were enough people beyond the city of Cincinnati to support it as a commuter railroad, although it did do that. They were intent on carrying freight, and once again, when you get out a little bit east of here, there's not a lot of freight to be carried. This area was not developed at the time. The development of this area took place basically, between 1920 and 1960. And these people were in 1910. Plus, it ran to Norwood, and when you got to Norwood, you had to change either a streetcar if you worked in Cincinnati, or you had to switch to a steam railroad train if you wanted to go out to St. Bernard or one of the other places where people worked around here. So there were several of these traction lines. This one was called the swing line because the name of the people who owned it were the Swings. The Swing family owned it. And so, it went to Norwood, which was fine. Norwood was a developing industrial suburb at the time, so people who worked in Norwood, there were big plants in Norwood at the time. There was Globe Furniture, Globe Warnicki, there was Strobridge Lithographing, which was a print house, a number of print houses, and you could get to work there. But, like I said, if you had to go anywhere else, you just got to Norwood, and then you had to switch, because it had something to do with the gauge of the track, and I'm not quite sure what, there's standard gauge, and 6-foot gauge, and all kinds of gauges, narrow gauge, and I'm not sure what the difference is, but for some reason, these people that built all this stuff, everybody built with a different gauge. So when one line met another, if you wanted to go farther, you had to get off the one train and get on another one. So the traction line, in fact, the traction line in Madera ran basically, if we're on Miami Avenue and we're standing by where the traction house is and we look to the west across the street between the natural food store and the liquor store, there's a little alleyway that goes back to the parking lot. That was where the line was. If you look to the east, the line ran beside the traction house, probably up through, I don't know what the building's called, but it's where the little bookshelf is and places like that, the bookstore. Anyway, right around the end of that building, it crossed Camargo Road, and it went up and ran across Camargo Road. I looked at a map this morning, and I think there was a station there. I don't think the traction house was the station, although I don't know why. Maybe the traction house was too busy with machinery and stuff and maybe dangerous. So it appears there was a station there, and then the train went back parallel to Camargo Road for a short interval. There's a ledge, you can still see it, between Domes and Camargo, and the train ran along that ledge, and then it swung back into the woods into Selman Park, is that what they call it? Into Selman Park, and crossed a trestle in Selman Park, probably over some, naturally over some low-lying land, and then took off cross-country to the corner of Drake Road and Shawnee Run Road. Crossed that intersection, crossed ball fields there, went down behind the Indian Hill Middle School, I believe it is, behind the Indian Hill Presbyterian Episcopal Church. There's kind of a creek through there. And then crossed Camargo Club Drive and dropped down into Terrace Park along Given Road. And if you go down there, you can still see the culverts they built, which are still, you know, still extant. If you go, in fact, if you go to McDonald Commons and you stay on somewhere around McDonald Commons, somewhere around where McDonald Commons is, there was a bridge that crossed that little creek there and also crossed the B&O railroad tracks. But it stayed on the north side of Camargo Road, and you can still see the, if you look up to the, if you're going up, you look up the hill towards the Kenwood side of Camargo Road, there's a road that you can still see up there. I'll tell you, all my, you know, when I was a kid, I puzzled with what that was. That's the traction line. It only lasted 10 years, so it didn't last as long as the railroad. So I knew there was that big building down there, and it was the firehouse, and it had that facade, the thing on the top, the semicircular thing, that said Cincinnati and Columbus traction line. I have no idea what that meant. And it didn't go to Columbus, so. So I'm not sure. The only personal experience I have out was like discovering that that's what these little, you know, flat places along these hillsides was. And, you know, I mean, I always assumed that all these stone structures along by the railroad tracks were part of the railroad. Indeed, some of them may be. You can still see bridge abutments. I think you can see some down in the park where the bridge crossed if you want to go exploring. Where the bridge crosses, if you walk along that creek, you will see a bridge abutment with no bridge over it. And I think you'll see two. I'm not quite sure where that is. I think I've seen it, but I couldn't remember. But it's interesting. You know, there's still a lot of exploring to be done.